It's time for Rant.
And today's bonus rant is brought to you by Zoom 180. It is here. This revolutionary flashlight is available for you to order right now. Go to Zoom 180, look at the video, and you will say, wow, it is unbelievable. There's nothing like it on the market. Just go to Zoom180.com. Well, we'll see if the Kings can bounce back tonight against the Memphis Grizzlies. The Grizzlies were in action last night in Phoenix, and they lost their second straight game after winning 11 in a row. They were down big. They made a furious comeback, but at the end, they fell 2 points short to the Suns, who had the return of Chris Paul. All the starters for Memphis played 30 or more minutes except for one player. So you should get a team that's a little fatigued. But again, this is a team that's not accustomed to losing three in a row. And if they don't beat the Kings tonight, that's exactly where Memphis will be. What about Sacramento? They got beat up physically by a Philadelphia team last time out. That was without Joel Embiid, no James Harden, and it was a very disappointing loss. The Kings are a good team. We know they're a good team. I don't know if I would label them a very good team, even though I know they're third in the West, because they have had a lot of bad losses, particularly at home. Charlotte, Washington, right? Atlanta, the Lakers playing on the second of a back-to-back. They came into Sacramento and put 136 on the board. So I'm still looking for more consistency from the Sacramento Kings. And you need to be a little concerned tonight about the physicality, because Steven Adams is the starting center for the Grizz. And he is physical with a capital P. How will the Kings respond to Adams and a Grizzlies team who probably will be bringing their A game tonight, albeit maybe with some tired legs? Kings and Grizzlies tonight. Make sure you join me and Ryan over on YouTube at halftime and after the game as well, as we break it down for you. Thank you so much for listening to Grant's Rant.